This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I don't think we've had any Skype calls tonight, but the phones have been actually pretty busy. You're welcome to join us here with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been discussing what the Bible actually says about how to treat refugees. I think a lot of people who call themselves Christians could use a little review of some of the basics of being a Christian. And this is coming from two guys who were raised in Christian sort of churches and schools and such, but who are no longer necessarily practicing Christians. We're ministers in the Shire Free Church, which is an interfaith church. Mark, you are a Quaker. And I am a panentheist, but I have a lot of respect for a lot of what the Bible says, especially on the messages of peace and being loving towards our neighbors and towards foreigners, towards people who are not directly our neighbors, towards people from elsewhere in the world, towards people who have maybe a differing belief system, a different set of values. And we're going through some of those quotes. We'll continue them. But first, Andy is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, no, I just, your last caller, he brought up a subject about we just need to find the employers that hire these illegal immigrants. And that, you know, I've been an employer a long time in my life, and when it's not my problem. I'm not set up to, as a small business, I'm not set up to police the borders and make sure illegal people come over. So
As a small businessman, would you like some more work handed down to you from the federal government that you don't get paid for?
No, I wouldn't want to work for the federal government that I don't get paid for.
Right.
No, the whole point of the matter is that the small businessman and employers and whatnot, they're being criticized and critiqued and stuff to do the federal government's job. There are immigration laws on the books. I didn't make them. I don't agree with them. But they're there. And so how can you put the responsibility on a small business owner for a job that was filled when the person walked across the border? I mean, the government was responsible for that. So how do we? I mean, people. It just makes me mad. That's why I called. It makes
well, because it makes you this another scapegoat. Because then they can point at those evil small business people. If, you know, if it weren't for those small business people hiring these hardworking immigrants for, you know, willing to pay to work for less, then we'd all have our jobs back or whatever. Which of course is economically ignorant.
They don't come here to work for less, because when I was paying, and I did have some immigrants that perhaps shouldn't have been here, I was paying them top dollar because they did better work than the lazy people that I had to look into. I mean, to be
honest, what was the work, if I might ask, what kind of work was it?
It was fences and decks, building fences and decks. Yeah. And these guys, they just wanted the money. And they did send their money back across the border and stuff, which doesn't bother me.
Good for them. They love their family. I mean, that's great, right?
Yeah. If I'd like to send some money to somebody in a different country, I should be free to do that.
Yeah. I think we all should just look at people as people. You know?
Thank you, Andy. I love all your call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. Great perspective. Interesting. There you go. From a businessman in the United States, he had better experiences hiring immigrants for the same amount of money because they had a better work ethic. Now, that is contrary to the beliefs of some of these people who've called into the show. The one guy earlier saying any immigrant coming here is basically going to get on welfare, which is a ridiculous claim and just proven to be false by that man on the phone there.
I can tell you as a small business person that, you know, I don't deal with, you know, the federal government's immigration stuff in my business, but I do have to deal with all kinds of mandates as far as paperwork, as far as taxes go. My wife has spent as many as 40 hours in a year. That's a full week's worth of work That's 50, you know, that leaves her only able to work for my business 51 weeks out of the year because she was, the United States federal government took her from me 1 week out of the year to fill out their tax forms.
This is back when you guys did that stuff, right?
That's because now indentured servitude. I think
as a minister, you shouldn't be doing that stuff anymore.
I don't have to.
Right.
But, I mean, that was the case. Yeah. That was what it was like.
That's what it's like for most people, where they have to jump through all these arbitrary hoops put up by the government and never get a dime from them for it.
Yeah. By the way, ministers do have to pay taxes if they earn enough to, if they earn enough to file.
A good minister shouldn't be earning anything. You should be just barely, you know, living off of what the church provides and giving back to the church.
Depends. Different organizations do different things.
Yeah, I guess. Ralph is listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
yes.
Ralph.
Well, you know, I like that they called Andy Mays, but, you know, also the guy who mentioned about they are on welfare. Of course, there are some of them who are on welfare.
Some are, sure.
I'm not that naive or gullible to know that they, you know, have an understanding on how to, you know, to play the system. Right? I mean, come on. There are an influx of Mexicans, as a matter of fact, here in New Jersey, who are, you know, on public assistance or in the entitlement program. But
yep.
That being said, regarding the religion of Islam, okay, if they claim they are a religion of peace, then show it to me by your word and your deed that you can coexist with other people. Okay?
They are showing you. They are showing you every single day by virtue of the fact that they're not blowing anyone up.
Right. An individual can only show you what the individual is going to do as far as their religion. If you can see a small, small, small percentage of a group doing something, it's like pointing at, you know, whatever crimes are committed in the United States and saying, look, Christians are doing that.
Go down to a local mosque and meet some of the folks there and see what sort of some of the activities, the various peaceful activities they're involved in. I know the folks from Muslims for Liberty came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year and they engaged in the
find Islamic people. I'm gonna say there are some people from the Middle East who came to this country and who has contributed tremendously to this country. Okay, I would name some names. You know, we all know about the radio great Casey Kasem. Right?
Casey Kasem is from the Middle East? Okay.
Casey Kasem is from the Middle East. Exactly.
Yeah, I believe that.
And, you know, over there in New Hampshire, there's a guy, a close advisor to George Bush. Yeah, the name somehow escaped me. Okay?
But like I said, you go down to a mosque and meet some of these folks and see what kind of projects they're involved in, and you'll find all manner of different peaceful, caring, loving outreach projects. I like your call tonight, Ralph. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it.
Get rid of me before you mess that up.
Yeah. He actually went in a different direction tonight than his typical call, so I like it when you change things up on us there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's another one. This is more the verses from the 12 Bible verses that Christians really ought to pay attention to because it's giving them good advice in a lot of cases on how to love immigrants. As yourself, do not mistreat them, to treat them as though they are you, to love them as yourself. This is sort of the overarching message, but it's getting a little bit more serious here in this later portion of the piece. Invite the stranger in. A quote from Matthew, quote, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me," unquote. So, again, you know, let's start with the basics. Just allow the people to be here. You don't have to invite them into your home, but the Bible says you should. The Bible says you should make a place for the stranger in your home. What do you think about that? Our toll-free number, is the Bible wrong, Christians? 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We go on here. Here's another one. This is a little more esoteric. We were all baptized by one spirit, quote from Corinthians, quote, "Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many." And that sort of comes down to, I think, one of the times when the Bible, I think, evokes a panentheistic view or a pantheistic view, and that is that everything is connected. And even though that we seem to be separate from one another, we're actually, in point of fact, inherently together. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the Live Sunday edition.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-505-6991. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-505-6991. That's 1-800-505-6991. 1-800-505-6991.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us right right here. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, by the way. The Skype username, if you want to connect to us and sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio, Skype username is lrn.fm. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, do it when you get home, if you're in the car, or if you're already home or in the office. Drop on over to shop.freetalklive.com. You can link into Amazon through the links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. These are three options for you that you can use to get the stuff you need for your life and for your loved ones, because it is that holiday gift-giving season. So why not just go and get it taken care of right now? And Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need, get the gifts you need to pick up, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. It's shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here with just a couple more quotes from the story over at Relevant Magazine? Yeah, relevantmagazine.com. And it's all about biblical quotes. And we did share some Quran quotes earlier as well that were similar. Biblical quotes about how to treat immigrants and refugees. And the short version is, treat them as though they were you. Wouldn't you want someone to offer you help if you were in a dire, stressful, dangerous situation? Wouldn't you want that? So try your best to offer as much of that as you possibly can to another person.
Well, I think that's all great and well and good, but in many cases, what these refugees need is just for people to get the heck out of the way.
Well, that's true as well, and certainly getting out of the way is better than advocating those people be rounded up and taken to some horrible place, like back to Syria or whatever. But nonetheless, the Bible is more specific than just leave them alone. The Bible says you need to open your home to them, that you should treat them as you would treat yourself and love your neighbor. So here's another one. Galatians says, quote, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. So just like in the Quran, this comes up multiple times in the Bible. This is an important message. It's being repeated for a reason. Going on here, the final quote. This is a little bit of a lengthy one from Luke. Quote, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, quote, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and
many people will point out that he didn't take him to his home. Well, I suspect it's because he was traveling.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Brought him to an inn. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. So here we are. We've now spent the good bulk of the show going over these dozen passages from the Bible, and I'm sure there are more than this. That are very, very clear about how people who call themselves Christians should behave towards those who are strange to them. People who are from elsewhere, who may not subscribe to the exact same beliefs, who may be a little bit different in some ways, whether it be the Muslim, whether it be someone who has a different lifestyle than the Christian, the self-professed Christian. And yet they don't. They drop the ball on this time and time again. In fact, not only do they drop the ball, but they advocate for the opposite. It's really sick. Whether you're a Christian or not, it's wrong.
Yeah, I do see how, I don't think that a Christian has any obligation to open up their door or their nation or whatever to any old buddy who might be, wishing to do them harm or whatever. But when you have no evidence that an individual might commit harm, then, that's a different story. At the very least, let your life in fear. Let other people help them. That's all I'm asking is that let me help one Syrian refugee family.
It's really because they're living their lives from a place of fear, isn't it? I mean, they're afraid of...
Humans are motivated by fear all over. There's no doubt about it.
That doesn't mean it's okay. We need to get over whatever our natural desire or fears are.
Sometimes fears are good things to have.
It's okay to be cautious, I think, but not to be fearful. I don't think that you can add value to the world if you're coming from a place of fear. If you want to add value to the world, you have to be coming from a place of love. And in my opinion, you're only coming from one of those two places. Now, the fear or the love may manifest itself into slightly different feelings, if you will, but generally the feelings that you're having in your life are stemming from one of those two ideas, one of those two places, if you will. And if you're coming from fear, you cannot simultaneously be coming from love. It's just not possible.
Okay.
And so the people who are coming and saying, oh, my God, these immigrants might hurt people. Oh, these immigrants are just, you know, ISIS agents in disguise. Oh, these Jewish people are Nazis in disguise. It's all coming from fear. And the government loves that. They love it when you're afraid. They want you to be afraid. So many of these people who, on one hand, claim that we actually had a guy earlier say he doesn't like the government, but yet he wants the government to find people who are running businesses that are hiring immigrants, hiring so-called illegal immigrants. Okay, you can't have it both ways. The government wants you to be afraid, so you will turn to them to solve this purported problem. And then they use that, your desire for them to help you, to enslave you even further. Is that really what you want? And would Jesus advocate that you do what the Romans are demanding that you do?
Yeah, the Romans are the occupying government in that story. So.
What would Jesus say about that?
Pretty clear what Jesus would say.
Well, maybe it's not that clear. I mean, that's kind of why we're spending a good portion of the show on this.
Most people who call themselves Christians spend no time thinking about what Jesus would do. That's because they're not Christians, okay? Like, you either spend your time thinking about what Jesus would want, and that's what a Christian would do.
What do they spend their time thinking about?
Normal folks going through life that...
Are they like the kid asking Jesus for a bicycle or something like that? Are they just asking for favors from God? Is it like all about me when they're praying and like what they want to have happen to them, like a little magic spell or something?
I suppose that's likely. I would say that, that most people are just going along to get along. They believe what they've been told because that's what they've been told, but they do, they do Christianity on Sunday morning. I mean, that's probably how most Muslims are too. That's probably how most, I don't know what else, Zoroastrians and Buddhists and the rest
Baha'is.
Of these people. Yeah, whatever they are. I'm sure that they're only, fair weather when it comes to their religion. Quakers were very clear that you have to be... The reason they don't celebrate Christmas is because you should be acting like it's Jesus' birthday every single day of the year.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. We're here. It's live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Well, what are the Satanists doing during all of this?
What are the Satanists doing indeed?
There's actually news about the Satanic Temple opening its doors to American Muslims. We'll explain. It's free.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want less big e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. One thing we don't have right now are chocolate-covered pretzels and other nuts from nuts.com. That's because we devoured them. You got an entire box full of various different tasty treats from nuts.com and have extinguished the entire box within about a week's time. They're awesome. And I highly recommend you check out nuts.com. They get some great product. In fact, it's the best tasting nuts on the planet. They get their product from the best suppliers in the world. It's a super easy to use site. They've been around, by the way, not on the internet, but they've been around since 1929. And it's a family owned business. They prided themselves on delivering the best in nuts and dried fruit and other sweet treats like the chocolate covered pretzels, every flavor of gummy bear, monkey munch. They've even got cooking and baking goods, including almond flour, chia seeds, spices, grains, and any old powder you might want to throw in your smoothie. Coffees and teas, including over 39 different kinds of coffee and over 170 flavors. It's just an incredible selection. Over 3,000 healthy snacks are available there to you at nuts.com. The best offer we can give you as a Free Talk Live listener, you get a bonus. You put in code FTL when you go to nuts.com. Code FTL. You click the microphone, put that in there. That's how you get access to getting 4 free samples. You get to choose from over 50 options. Now, again, there's a huge selection on the site already, so you have to put together a minimum order. I think it's like $25, and then you get the 4 free samples on top of that. So try something new. You know, so go through their list of options and try some new things because there's some cool stuff there.
I saw a really cool offer they had that I think it's if you get $80 worth of stuff, and it's easy to do. I mean, there's really some great options there. That they have a free 8-inch pecan pie.
Yeah, that looked absolutely just unbearably impossible to avoid, right? Like, I wanted that pecan pie.
We were talking about pronunciation of the word coupon or coupon.
Yeah.
Off the air. And
pecan or pecan?
Pecan or pecan. So I say, I believe I say pecans whenever I am talking about the nut. But when I talk about the pie, I say pecan.
Pecan. I think you said pecan earlier in our conversation, like a few moments ago.
Okay. I don't remember doing that, but all right.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, somebody will have to rewind and check it out. But yeah, we were talking off the air previously about coupon versus coupon, and I grew up with coupon, but you had pointed out that in one of our commercials, Renee from Anarchics, she says coupon, and I said it's got to be some kind of New England thing. You actually pulled up a survey by like coupon.com. They did a scientific study about this, apparently, and asked Americans how they say the word coupon. Turns out the majority of Americans actually say coupon. What was it, 57%?
It was 57% say Americans. Coupon, not coupon.
And you were insulted by that.
What? I'm insulted?
You were. You acted insulted by that.
No, I was insulted that you suggest that because somebody, that 57% of people pronounce it in particular fashion, that is the right way to pronounce it.
Yeah, and then I turned it around on you by saying, all right, well, if that's the case, then leave me alone when I pronounce Amarillo instead of the Americanized version of it.
When you're talking Amarillo is how you pronounce
Amarillo.
Yellow.
Not, you don't say you don't say Amarillo and then roll the R, and you say Amarillo.
Okay, right.
Okay. You get it right here.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't.
That's all I'm saying. Don't give me a hard time. I won't give you a hard time about coupon and your beliefs there if you don't give me a hard time about how I want to pronounce
Amarillo. You think I'm going to stop giving you a hard time? It's been over 10 years now, man. I make a living giving you a hard time.
Then I will continue to tell you then that if that's the case, if you want to, you're holding a contradictory position, so I will continue to tell you that if the majority says it's coupon, then it's coupon.
I'm suggesting that a large minority may not be mistaken. You're a minority of one.
It's you're not mistaken. I think it's whatever floats your boat. Potato, potato, you know.
Yes. Nobody says potato.
Somebody's got to say it out there. Let's go to Will. He's on the line from Muslims for Liberty in Tennessee. Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
I don't know how much of our conversation you've heard, but we've been talking about a lot of Bible verses and how people who call themselves Christians should treat others. At one point, we actually compared verses with the Quran, which sure does sound awfully similar on this particular subject, and that is that both the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad did make it clear that you should love others as yourself. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. No man truly believes till he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And the Mufassir, the scholars of Islam, all the way back to the time of around the death of the Prophet ﷺ, said that he didn't say the mu'min, the believer, or the Muslim. He said your brother, as in your brother in humanity.
Yeah, anyone.
Your fellow child of Adam. That it's already implied that Muslims should treat each other that way, that it was reiterated specifically so people would know that you should treat all people that way.
But this is something that both Christians and Muslims fail on, right? I mean, you've got divisions between Christians and Muslims. You've got divisions between Muslims and Muslims, but between Christians and Christians. And they're not following one of these most basic teachings of both of those books.
Well, no one ever calls me and asks me to represent all of Western civilization or anything like that. I never have that happen to me. But I know that, it's just one of those things. If you're a Muslim, they're going to ask you to represent Islam. Some guy called in last night and asked the question, why doesn't Saudi Arabia, who supposedly has a whole bunch of sort of worker areas that or air conditioned that they could take in a huge amount of refugees. Why doesn't Saudi Arabia take them in? I mean, obviously, the Quran, the Saudi Arabia is a rather Islamic country. The Quran suggests that they should be taking in refugees. Why don't they?
Well, because they're not an Islamically sound state. That would be the first thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a monarchy, and monarchy was outlawed by the Prophet ﷺ. So, I mean, if you have a government that it's very makeup is considered illegitimate by the religion, why would you expect that they would do anything that the religion called for? And the areas that they have, those are actually HUD areas for the pilgrims who come for the Hajj pilgrimage, which just ended about 2 months ago. So all of that space is open and available. But again, the Saudis have a hand in creating this mess. So why would they want, I mean, America's giving them the weapons. They're not, we're doing arms deals with them. Why would they want to put themselves out when this is partly of their making to begin with? I mean, they didn't do anything for the Palestinians in the course of the last 60 years. What on earth makes you think they're going to do something for the Syrians?
There you go.
Now, Hajj is the pilgrimage that all Muslims should take if they're able to do so at some point in their lifetime. Have you gone?
No. I haven't been financially able to go. It's quite expensive to go. Plus, it also requires me to do something I'm not really sure if I'm comfortable with. I saw what Davi did where he wrote under duress instead of signing his name, but I know that
this was on what paperwork was he doing?
On his visa paperwork. They said you have to acknowledge and the sovereignty of the Saudi royal family.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
And he wrote under duress rather than writing his name. But I know that if you purchase a Hajj package, that part of that money goes to the Saudi state. And I just cannot bring myself to do something that I know will put money into the pockets of these people, even if they have trillions of dollars and, my, $700 or $800 out of my Hajj package that they get to pocket is, a drop in the bucket.
That's disgusting. That's terrible. Those people take $800 out of pilgrims, money.
I can't bring myself to do that. I just can't do so. And actually, myself, as well as a group of Muslims, over the course of the last few years, have actually called for a boycott on Hajj, that in order for Muslims to show that they have rescinded their acknowledgement and their consent for the Saudi Arabian royal family to rule over this area, that we will stop going to pilgrimage until they are no longer in power. Unfortunately, that hasn't gotten very much traction.
Will, was there more you wanted to share tonight with us?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Will Cawley is with us from Muslims for Liberty, and we might actually have time to fit your call in. If you've got a question for a Muslim, it's Ask a Muslim on Free Talk Live in the remaining moments. If you want to get a question in for Will, dial now, 855-450-FREE.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, if you enjoy Free Talk Live, we would like to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get to help us for $5 a month expand the show and get on more radio stations, bring the message of peace and liberty around the world and around the United States, where it is certainly needed. But also you get perks. You get access to the Amp-Only call-in lines, the Amp-Only podcast, the Amp-Only Facebook group, which is always hopping with activity. There's always some fresh new thread or multiple new threads on a daily basis there. I got to say that the Amp Facebook group, probably one of the more active groups I'm on of all of the various different Facebook groups.
It is busy.
So you can get access to the other doers, the other people who care enough about this show and what we're doing here to contribute a mere $5 a month to Free Talk Live and our efforts in spreading the ideas of freedom. It's invested into the show. We use it to market the show, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get on more stations, to get on more satellite signals. And by the way, I'm sorry to announce that our African satellite that we spent time raising money for last year, or earlier this year rather, has gone dark. I got an email early this morning, it was yesterday, multiple emails over the weekend updating me on the status that our signal was not on the satellite, the AMOS 5 satellite over Africa, most of East, West, Central Africa. And later they determined that the entire satellite is basically has no power or something like that. So we're going to figure out what is going to happen. Our satellite provider is working on alternatives as we speak. So at the moment, unfortunately, our show is not being heard on free-to-air satellite, but hopefully we will be remedying that sooner rather than later, and we'll certainly let you know as we roll towards 2016, where likely we'll be doing more fundraising for more satellite time, because there are people out there who need to hear the ideas of liberty, and they're not all in the United States. So the AMP program helps do all of those things. Please go to the AMP page, learn more about it, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. It's amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Will is from Muslims for Liberty. Will, you're in Tennessee, and you were calling for another purpose than what we've already discussed. So go ahead with whatever that was.
Well, yeah, you guys were talking about, you know, the fear that is, you know, taking over society. And there's actually a pastor who's a writer that I like to follow. His name's John Pavlovitz. He writes for a website called Stuff That Needs to Be Said. He's actually a pastor in Wake Forest, North Carolina. And he wrote an article called The Greatest False Idol of Modern Christianity. And he discusses this false idol in his article. He says that it shows up in our lazy stereotypes and religious rhetoric that flows so easily in church lobby coffee chats and extremist rants. And just like you just said, it's as if everything has now become an imminent threat. Muslims, atheists, gays, the president, inner city criminals, Hollywood.
Christmas. Yeah, the Walmart greeters.
Illegal immigrants, even school hallways. Though we loudly and repeatedly and confidently proclaim Christ as Lord, in reality, many of us no longer practice faith in a God that seems to have any real power, any true control, or inherent godness. We seem to have little more than a neutered figurehead deity who doesn't seem to be able to handle much more at all anymore. Said you dig just beneath the sunny "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me" Bible covers and the God's judgment is coming bullhorn warnings, you'll find that much of America has imagined a powerless God who's mostly keeping heaven tidy until the Christians get there, and in the meantime, we live in a perpetually frightened freak-out mode. Fear has become a false god to one too many of us worship with a complete and undying devotion.
I tend to agree with most of that. It's my opinion that Christians in this country, people identify as Christians in this country, are conservatives. And conservative, as I define it, is somebody who harkens back to the past. Oh, I like the way things were back then. For the 50s when boys rolled cigarettes up in their sleeves and girls had poodles on their skirts. That kind of, that thought process. They're loath to change, don't like other people's new ideas, that kind of thing. And who likes new ideas? I'm not. I call myself a conservative in that vein too, but it's just that Christianity was part of that world, so they continue on with it. If you ask them to commit to a real Christian commitment in their lives, they have no interest in
like loving
change.
Your neighbor,
right? Christianity is a change, a fundamental change in how you live, and I'm all for real Christians. I just don't see very many of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we just saw happen in Oklahoma. You had a representative who came out and basically said that as a Christian, he could not support efforts to block refugees from coming to Oklahoma. But then after pressure from his colleagues, from his political colleagues in the Oklahoma House, after pressure from other Republican state representatives and state senators, he caved and voted in favor of a bill that he openly states violates his Christian principles. So that's where we are today. And it's not just the Christian community. The Muslim community, we do the exact same thing in the name of pragmatism or politics or fitting in or any of the hundred reasons that we come up with justifying.
Yep. If the Christians knew how similar they were behaving to Muslims, they'd be shocked. Like, they think they're so superior to Muslims. But the infighting, the anger, the hatred, the fear, it's all present in both of the those zones.
We even have names for like what you were talking about earlier about like the Christian whose Christianity only exists on Sunday morning or only exists on Christmas or Easter. We call them Ramadan Muslims because that's the only time you ever see them at the mosque is if there's free food.
Hey, there's been some pretty disturbing news items, Will. While I've got you here, let's get your comment on them. I know you posted that over the last, few weeks, there have been multiple physical attacks on Muslims around the United States.
in Canada. Yes, there have been, if you take all the vandalism charges, arson charges, physical assaults, assaults on people who they thought were Muslim, who turned out not to be Muslim, I think since the Paris attack, it totals up to around 30 or 35, something like that. And that's including Canada, though. There have been at least two incidences where women have been, where women wearing hijab were attempted to be pushed into oncoming trains and a subway station. That's happened on two separate occasions. You've got the Sikh guy who was, you know, nearly beaten to death because they thought he was Muslim.
Of course, the turban, right? Was it the turban?
It's always the turban.
Yeah, and then yesterday in Irving, Texas, you had a group of armed protesters that showed up with, like, you know, the balaclava, you know, the half face mask with the skull face on the bottom half, and their automatic, you know, and their AR-15s and anti-Muslim signs, and stood across the street from a mosque in Texas. So yeah,
now you have a force, I believe, is what the article said.
Yeah,
Were these self-professed Christians? Who were these people?
Well, they didn't really seem to want to show their faces.
Right. Now you've got people who are behaving like ISIS, supposedly protesting people.
Looks like ISIS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. And then I've got this story with a video of some fool, some angry man yelling in a some kind of meeting. It's from addictinginfo.org. It's a location
in Virginia.
Yes, Spotsylvania,
Virginia. Yeah, there was a meeting about a mosque. They're trying to open a mosque in a community there, I guess. And some guy came in there and basically threatened violence. You know, like, I will stop you. I will do whatever it takes to keep you from doing what, like, these are just people that, like, they've lived in the community. Their Muslim community has grown to the point that now they need more than just somebody's basement to be able to use for a religious center. So they're now trying to rent a piece of property so they can have a place where everyone can come together to pray. And you have people, you know, are threatening them because of this.
He yells at the man who is presenting, the Muslim gentleman who is presenting, quote, "Every one of you are terrorists. I don't care what you say. Every Muslim is a terrorist." And then people in the audience applaud, and then the man attempts to respond to this hysteric gentleman, and the racist bully screams over him saying, "Shut your mouth! I don't want to hear your mouth! I'll do everything that I can to keep you from doing what you're doing! It will happen! That will happen!" And I think by saying that, he means that he will do everything he can. You know, dealing with these people must be really frustrating, and obviously the guy at the front of the room was just trying to have a conversation, but when someone isn't willing to listen, you can't get anywhere. Will, I wish we had more time, but I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty, Muslims the number 4, Liberty. Assalamu alaikum to you, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. You guys have a great night.
Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.